The National Recording Registry at the Library of Congress added 50 sound recordings to its collection today. It's an attempt to preserve sounds that are culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. Among the items selected, Calvin Coolidge's 1925 inaugural address.
My countrymen, no one can contemplate current conditions without finding much that is satisfying, and still more that is encouraging.
Also, Bob Hope's first appearance on the radio show Command Performance on July 7th, 1942.
Hey, thank you, Paul Douglas, and hiya, fellas. This is Bob Rubber Drive Hope, telling you guys out there that we're all going to keep turning in our rubber suspenders till we've caught the Axis with their panzers down.
And a 1938 recording of Arturo Toscanini conducting the NBC Symphony's performance of Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings. Now, all of these are what you might call old and scratchy and ripe for preservation, but Stevie Wonder?
When we think about preserving audio, you look at, you know, Stevie Wonder songs in the key of life, and you think, well, that doesn't need to be preserved. I have a copy of that in my record collection.
That's Eugene Deanna, head of the recorded sound section of the Library of Congress.
Songs in the Key of Life, as a recording and music aside, it was such a crafted work. He actually spent 2 years in the studio working on that recording, layering tracks, bringing in guest musicians. So when you look at the recording process itself, it's one of those landmark works.
Stevie Wonder's not the only chart topper added to the National Recording Registry. There's Great Balls of Fire by Jerry Lee Lewis, Dancing in the Streets by Martha and the Vandellas, Fats Domino's Blueberry Hill, and Gen Xers, brace yourself, Sonic Youth is slated for preservation.
Everybody's talking like a stormy weather. What's it meant to do to work out weather's
true? Eugene Deanna says the library receives nominations to the National Recording Registry from the public, and even if a sound recording doesn't make it in 1 year, it remains on the list for future consideration. Sometimes, he says, it's a matter of tracking down the original or the best recording of a song, a speech, or a performance. To see the full list of the registry's recordings, you can visit the Library of Congress's website, loc.gov.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.